Welcome to Hardstop, talking marketing, tech, business, and more with industry leaders and game changers.
Today's guest is Ryan Vaughn, CEO of Indiana Sports Corp.
Social media for us is by far and away the most accessible way and the most effective way for us to communicate from a nonprofit standpoint. But to be able to engage and empower people that believe the same thing we do, that we do live in a special place, their voice lends far more credibility to that issue than mine does, because my job is to say that, right? That's not their job. It's how they choose to spend their day. And when they say it, it means, you know, probably more. And when they say it in mass, it means a lot more.
And now it's your Hard Stop host, Adam Ritz.
We've got a hard stop now with Ryan Vaughn joining us. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, great.
I'm glad you're on the show to talk about some business and marketing ideas you have with your company, some philanthropy and foundation work you guys do. You are the CEO of Indiana Sports Corp.
Sure.
So I guess quickly for our listeners, what is Indiana Sports Corp and what does it do?
Yeah, Indiana Sports Corp is an independent nonprofit organization whose mission it is to advance and inspire our community through sports. And we do that by primarily attracting premier sporting events to the city of Indianapolis and then turning around and hosting those events when they come to town. It's a cool organization to be a part of. We're still one of the largest, and if I can avoid some humility, still one of the best in the country, I think. So,
well, then let's talk marketing and competition while you're competing on that national stage to have events come perform and produce their events here in your backyard. From a marketing perspective, I guess how much strategy goes into trying to get an event here? I don't know. Let's just pull top of the head the Final Four.
Sure.
You won as many of those men's basketball NCAA championships, and I just said it that way because I don't even know if I'm allowed to say Final Four. So you want as many of those to come to Indianapolis as possible. So you put together, you and your team, you have to, you're competing against other cities and their sports corporations to get that event to come here.
Right.
How does all that work?
Yeah, there's a lot, you know, it really depends on your customer. You know, what's most important to them? Is it media market? Is it accessibility to fans? Is it the quality of the venues? Is it the nature of your hotel package? How many do you have and of what quality are they? And then there's, of course, just operationally, are you good enough to do it? And so for us, you know, we always lead with operations. We have a rich history of great success around these events. You know, candidly, we've pioneered things that have made events better. Whenever we host something like the Super Bowl, we try and add something to that sport that they then take to other cities, and that's served us as a reputational advantage. So we build these bids, we call them, where we compete against other cities to host these events, and those are the things we highlight. You know, we have the number one ranked airport in North America for the last 5 years. Lucas Oil Stadium has been a top stadium 3 of the last 5 years. Bankers Life Fieldhouse is a fantastic place to go. Our downtown is walkable. I mean, you can fly in, you can take a cab to your hotel and never need a car again and get to every venue. We've got great restaurant offerings. And candidly, in a big way, in a way that I think is genuine and resonates with people who have been here before, we sell Hoosier hospitality.
What's your best? Our guest is Ryan Vaughn, the CEO of Indiana Sports Corp. And I wanted to ask you, what's your best channel to get those marketing ideas to somebody? Do you have a go-to channel where you need to get somebody a package of these ideas? Is there a channel you use, some sort of media?
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. You know, sometimes we're really at the mercy of the event rights holder. So they'll issue a request for proposals globally, and then we respond to it. But more generally speaking, we take opportunities during the event and after the event, both in print media, radio media, and social media, to highlight the success of that event afterwards. And those report outs, you know, best Super Bowl ever, more Final Fours than any other city in America, those kind of things get picked up on a national media, and they then come back to us and say, you know, other events will come back to us and say, man, I had, you know, no idea Indy was such a great sports town. The reputation you guys got from the Super Bowl was incredible. Or I didn't realize you've hosted more Final Fours than any other city in America. We'd love to bring our event there. That kind of report out on the back end is really helpful and important to us.
That's important to hear. I like that you said that. So the follow-up is almost more important than the approach.
Yeah, you know, there's certainly operationally you want to be great, because the last thing you want is, you know, to be the quote unquote Dallas of the Super Bowl, right? Where it was like, it was terrible, right?
It was terrible.
It was an ice storm and there were wrecks everywhere and volunteers didn't show up. And so
fraud tickets. Right. There was a whole section of the bleachers that they sold tickets for that didn't exist.
Right. Yeah. There were people who showed up and didn't get to watch the game.
This show brought to you by the Dallas Convention Visitor Bureau.
Right. So, you know, first and foremost, is just be operationally excellent and let that reputation speak for itself. But it's also important once it's gone really well to take a moment to publicize that success and, you know, not be sort of your, you know, typical Midwestern, humble, we're going to move on to our next project, but just really seize a moment and say, hey, we did a good job. You know, we should take advantage of that. We should publicize that. We should let the world know that we're a place that you can do these kind of things. And that yields fruit for sure.
Ryan Vaughn is our guest, CEO of Indiana Sports Corp. You brought up, and I am going to turn you into the copyright people. You said the word Super Bowl. I don't know, like Final Four, we're not allowed to say that. But Super Bowl-wise, that happened before your tenure with Indiana Sports Corp. But I'm sure you know about everything in the hallways that happened there. Real quick, can you talk about some success stories on what Indiana Sports Corp. did to get the Super Bowl to come here in the first place? Mm-hmm. And then once it was here, what did Indiana Sports Corp. do to promote or work the event while it was happening that week?
Yeah, at the time, I was actually serving as chief of staff to our prior mayor, so I was still involved, but just not through the Indiana Sports Corp. And it was a really interesting process. You know, certainly the investment in Lucas Oil Stadium was a big factor in getting the NFL's attention that we're serious about their product.
Are you saying that if we still had the RCA Dome, we would not have had the Super Bowl?
I am saying that. I am saying that.
You're here.
Right. Flash news, right? But, you know, the real special part about the Super Bowl, yes, we were able to attract it, but when they came here, they were blown away by the impact we have. A lot of cities will say, we'll have a legacy project, and then they have some form of a legacy project. We raised $50 million and built a community center on the east side and revitalized an entire neighborhood. We started the first ever breast tissue bank from live tissue, where we have someone pre-cancer and post-cancer to compare and field research. Those things are important for the community standpoint, and they leave a legacy that the NFL can be proud of that their sport is doing. But we also improve the event. The whole idea of an NFL village or Super Bowl village did not exist prior to Indianapolis. We actually had to convince the NFL that we could do it, and they didn't necessarily believe that we would be able to do it. And we built Georgia Street. We created a Super Bowl village, and from every Super Bowl after ours going forward, there is a requirement to create a Super Bowl village. So it's just that kind of innovative thinking and then follow through on the back end that has made Indy historically special on that front.
That is cool. I would have thought Super Bowl Village, that kind of fan fest would have been in place since the 80s. I mean, we were the first to do that, huh?
Yeah, we were the first to do that. We were the first to have a music festival around the Final Four. We really take a lot of pride when we have these moments, these key moments in our civic history, to take an event and innovate it and take it to the next level. And again, that reputation for doing so makes us very competitive when we go to seek opportunities in the future.
Well, I want to talk real quick about the, I guess, .org nature of your organization. It is a .org. Your website is IndianaSportsCorp.org.
Right. So we are, we are an independent nonprofit. Our mission is to advance and inspire our community through sports. And so we had a little retreat session, and we said, how do we create an event that does exactly that, that highlights what a great place Indy is to live, work, and play, and what we know to be true about Indy that a lot of people in Indy take for granted or don't appreciate that differentiates us from other cities. And so we came across this idea that we were going to sort of merge what is your traditional running event, where you run, you know, 5 miles, 10K, what have you. We were going to merge that with some of these more hardcore adventure races, and we were going to create our own indie adventure race for the purpose of highlighting on social media all the iconic places in downtown Indianapolis and how connected they are. And so that race is called the Indy Ultimate. That's what you're talking about. And it's been a really special event for us. We're excited about the second year as well. It's at IndyUltimate.org or .com, or you can just follow us on Twitter at The Indy Ultimate.
Okay, so it's the Indy Ultimate, and how long is the race?
It's like 6.8 miles.
6.8 miles. Before I let you go, we got a hard stop coming up. Our guest is Ryan Vaughn, the CEO of Indiana Sports Corp. Let's talk that social media angle of the Indy Ultimate. That was part of the idea, was not just to have an event or a race, but to have social media be a big part of it. I mean, you became a trending leader that day on Twitter. So you were telling me off mic you had selfie stations at all these iconic events and venues around the city, that you were encouraging people to take a picture and either post it right then or maybe post it later when they had their feet up on the couch when they were at home after the race. For our, you know, tech geek listeners that just love social media, they get it. But for some people that are so focused on their business, so focused on their product, and even focused on their brand, they might not, their Facebook page or their Twitter or their Instagram is just floating in the abyss and they're not even using it. You need to realize how important those hashtags and that social media is to what you're accomplishing. So talk about that social media angle of that specific race.
Yeah, it's incredible. I sort of fall, I'm 39 years old. I sort of fall in that tipping generation of people who are engaged in social media, but maybe not nearly as, I've got a lot of employees in their early 20s.
If you're hinting at the fact that you're old in this world, then you're telling me I'm a dinosaur because you're a lot younger than I am.
Well, what I'm saying is technologically I may not be as advanced. So, but this was, really eye-opening for us. We wanted to, nothing makes us more sort of frustrated as an organization when people come into town. It's sort of a backhanded compliment when they tell you, like, Indy's the best kept secret in the United States. And I'm like, I don't want to be the best kept secret. Like, I want to be the most well-known place to go or to live or to work. And social media for us is by far and away the most accessible way for, and the most effective way for us to communicate from a nonprofit standpoint. But to be able to engage and empower people that are believe the same thing we do, that we do live in a special place, right? That it is worth highlighting, that it is iconic and unique and meaningful. Their voice lends far more credibility to that issue than mine does, because my job is to say that, right? That's not their job. That's their free time. It's how they choose to spend their day. And when they say it, it means, probably more. And when they say it in mass, it means a lot more. It becomes this socially validating sort of a fact that, yeah, it is a great city to live in and be part of.
Well, before I let you go, I want to talk real quick about your favorite charity or foundation, or maybe even a specific community service event, either as CEO of Indiana Sports Corp or back when you were in high school as a student athlete.
Sure.
One of your favorite service projects you've worked on.
Yeah, I've had a lot of opportunities. I've been very blessed, whether through public service or this particular role. I'm not going to pick one. I'm going to pick two real quick because I know you got a hard stop. But the first is serving on the Parks Foundation. I think parks are such an important part of the placemaking in our city, the quality of life, and to work with them and do things like we've done in Tarkington Park over there at 39th and Illinois, really special, $5 million infusion in a park that really sits on two different neighborhoods, one very affluent, one more economically challenged, and it becomes a real melding pot of different cultures and a way for people to meet each other on equal terms. That's been a really special project to be a part of. The second, and selfishly, this is what, something we do called Geared for Health. So we, as the Indiana Sports Corp, will either buy or collect new equipment, sports equipment, and then distribute it statewide. In the last 3 years, every year we've collected over 40,000 pieces of new equipment and distributed to 180 different youth-serving organizations statewide. And the fulfillment you get when you get a football team who otherwise wouldn't be able to play because helmets are $300 a piece and we just equipped all of them is really, really special because not only do they get to play football, but they get to learn all those things that are intrinsic in sport, teamwork, hard work. That's fun. It's rewarding.
Yeah, you hear so many stories of school systems that are cutting their athletic programs just simply because of the cost of the equipment. So that's fantastic to hear.
Yeah, we love it. It's a big part of our mission, and it's one of my favorite days of the year, that distribution day.
Well, it's indianasportscorp.org. The race we were talking about, indyultimate.org. Any other, you got Twitter, Facebook, it's all on the website. You can find it there.
Yep. We are, you know, the Indy Ultimate is the race, and just Indiana Sports Corp, at Indiana Sports Corp for Twitter. Yep. And Instagram.
Ryan, it's been a pleasure. We've got a hard stop. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We've come to a hard stop. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends to download and listen to all Hard Stop shows at hardstopshow.com or subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. I've got a hard stop, and this voiceover session is over.